Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Linda Tams. Linda is the advertising chair for the 12th Annual Greek and Middle Eastern Food Festival coming up at St. George's Greek Orthodox Church on the 11th and 12th of August. Hi, Linda. It's good to see you again.
Nice to see you, too. Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us about the 12th Annual Greek and Middle Eastern Food Festival. How much does it cost to attend?
Free.
It's free.
Who doesn't like free?
Yes. So that's great. But when you go, you really need to bring your wallet so you can enjoy all the wonderful food offerings. But the festival, the entertainment, that is free. And we want everybody to come.
Absolutely. That's what brings people in.
Yeah. It's really great.
And then smelling the food.
And then tasting it. Making you hungry. Exactly.
Yeah.
So where is St. George Greek Orthodox Church?
So it's in Rohnert Park, and it's been there for about 15 years, and it's at 7311 College View Drive. It's right off of Southwest Boulevard, and you'll see signs. We're going to have people out there holding up signs and dancing around like everybody else does just to get people to come by and, you know, see it. And you'll see. There'll be some presence.
That's great. Yeah. And it's been growing over the years.
Yeah, definitely been growing. It's amazing. It's such a good feeling to be there with everybody. You see people that you maybe haven't seen for a couple of months or even the last year, and they come to this just to see everybody and, of course, have the food.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. So let's talk about the food. What kinds of food will be at the festival?
Well, you know, when you think of Middle Eastern foods, Greek foods, what do you think of? You know, people think of hummus and falafels and gyros and shawarmas. We have lamb shank as well, spanakopita, baklava, which is the dessert. So there's a lot. And there's pita bread that comes with it, you know, and there's just, I mean, you get full. And then you hang out for a few hours and you come back for another plate or a sandwich, you know.
Right. So, yeah.
It's melts in your mouth.
So let's describe some of these things.
Sure.
Some of them may be familiar. Hummus might be fairly familiar to most people. Pita as well. But some of these other items, like shawarma, might be something that people aren't familiar with.
Sure. So shawarma is meat. You know, it's lamb meat. And sometimes they mix in a little bit of beef on that one, too. It just depends. And they keep it marinated for a couple of days. They put vinegar and they put different spices. I mean, I'm not even privy to know. So, but it's amazing. And then they put it on a turning spit type thing. It looks like a spit, but it's a turning thing. And then they slice it down and then they put it in the sandwich. And you can have in there a tahina sauce that they make out of tahina, which is sesame seed.
Right.
That's and with some garlic in there, which is really good.
Wow.
And of course, you don't want to. You'll have bad breath, but it's good.
It's worth it.
Yeah. And then the lamb shank, you know what the lamb shanks are. And those are also cooked really slowly. And when you get the plate, you'll see it falling off the bone. It's just, it's so good. It's actually one of my son's favorite. And then gyros is a similar thing to shawarma. It's more of the lamb by itself. And it's same way they prepare the sandwich. So there's just like one that's kind of mixed in with different meat. And then there's the one that's just the lamb.
Okay.
And then there's going to be kebabs there. So there are, for example, there are like chicken kebabs, lamb kebabs, like chicken skewers, they call it, but steak gyros. And then there's the falafel sandwiches. So there's plenty of food that for vegetarian or meat lovers.
Right. So. Yes. And how much does it cost to try these different items?
So it depends. If you just get a hot sandwich, they are about $10. A falafel sandwich is about $9. And then the lamb plate, which is the, you get a lamb shank, rice, and tzatziki sauce, is $16. And then the other meat plates are $14. And then there's the vegetarian plate, which is $12. So
wow.
it's a good, but you get a lot of food.
Right. I mean, super affordable.
Yeah, it's hard to finish the whole plate with the rice, you know, and the pita bread and all that.
So. Yeah. Well, you could come with a friend and maybe get one plate and share that. And
absolutely.
then, you know, check out some of the wonderful entertainment. Come back, get another plate and share that. So very affordable that you could try a lot of different things.
Yeah, of course. And then, of course, there's dessert.
Yes.
So we have kanafe, which I think a lot of people know what that is. It's shredded phyllo dough with cheese in the middle and with a sweet sauce on it when it's warm, and it soaks in the sweetness, so it's really healthy. And then you've got the baklava, and then harise. Baklava, everybody knows what that is, right? Harise is something a little bit different. It's It's got coconut in there, semolina, and yogurt, and it's mixed in. It's like a thick cake, mm-hmm. but it's a traditional Middle Eastern dish, and it's actually one of my favorites.
All right.
It's really good. And then, of course, we've got the Greek coffee, and we've got even something to this year, which is the Greek frappe. So if people want that.
Oh.
Actually, we had that last year, too, but
yeah,
that's my favorite.
Sounds really good.
Yeah.
Excellent. And what about prices for desserts? How much do desserts cost?
So the desserts are, let's see here. So we've got the canafe, because you get a pretty good size plate, is about $5. Mm-hmm. It is $5. And then we have baklava is $3, harissa is $2. We also have date cookies, kreibe, and lukumadis. I never can say that right. And those are anywhere between $2 to $5. Just depending, you get a couple pieces, though, in the plate with those, because they're cookies.
Right.
And those are phenomenal with coffee.
So, yes, yeah. I would imagine they would be great with coffee.
Yes.
Can you describe Greek coffee and what that's like?
Oh, it's so smooth. For me, it's more of a pick-me-up type coffee. I mean, I drink American coffee, which I absolutely love. Mm-hmm. However, in the afternoon, sometimes I need a little pick-me-up. So I will make my Greek coffee, and they have that. And it's a small cup. So because it's pretty strong. Mm-hmm. It just tastes like espresso, mm-hmm. but a very much stronger espresso, much more rich. And then some of it has cardamom in there as well. So if you like cardamom,
okay. Yeah.
You put that in there, and they mix it in the mix of the coffee. And it's amazing. And it just cleans your palate, and it just gives you a pick-me-up in the afternoon or in the morning. Some people drink in the morning. For me, that's too early. So,
do you drink it normally straight, or do you have sugar in it? Or
you could put a little sugar.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people do. Some people put a little cream in there just to give it a little lightness to it.
Mm-hmm. Smooth it out a little bit.
Yeah, I just put a little sugar in there for me.
That's so good.
It's perfect. And it's great.
That sounds so good. So the 12th Annual Greek and Middle Eastern Food Festival, Saturday and Sunday, August 11th and 12th at St. George Greek Orthodox Church. And that's at the corner of Southwest Boulevard and College View Drive in Rohnert Park. And tell us a little bit more about the church. It's really beautiful.
It is a beautiful church. So as you enter the church, you will see there's candles that you can light a candle for somebody, whether it be somebody that passed away or somebody that's present or if somebody you want to pray for, mm-hmm. icons. And then as you enter in the church, it's beautiful icons, beautiful paintings of different saints of the biblical times, biblical stories. So each icon in the church as you walk in has story. Mm-hmm. And if you know the Bible very well, or if you don't, you can ask. Mm-hmm. There are different stories of the Bible. So when Jesus was baptized, for example, or when John the Baptist was around. So just different icons are in there, beautiful big icons. And there will be a priest. There'll be actually more than one priest. And if there are questions, people can ask, and he will take you for a tour and teach you and tell you what's going on with each, you know, picture or icon, and just make you feel comfortable. And you can sit in there and pray if you want. It's quiet, it's cool, and no one's going to bother you.
That's great.
Everyone's welcome.
Yeah. And those icon depictions and paintings there's so much work put into them, so much artwork. They're so beautiful. Mm-hmm. So really just taking it some time to appreciate the effort and the spirituality too, that it's just embedded in all of those images. It's just wonderful.
It is. It's very, very beautiful to see. And they come from overseas, so they're not all from here. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really great too. So the history of where those icons have come from is also great to look into that as well. So besides all the wonderful food, because this is a food festival,
right?
You also have a lot of great entertainment. Tell us about some of the music.
Yes, we have a oud player, and he sings and he plays an oud, which is a very similar to a small guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he's beautiful. The way he sings, and everybody just sits and listens, and it's just some of the words that come out are just amazing because some of them are traditional older music, mm-hmm. and many of people love those music. It's just like how we listen to music today, right? We're like, oh my gosh, I love that song from the 80s.
Right.
So it's very similar.
Yeah.
We also have somebody that's going to be playing Greek music nonstop. And then that's going to be something where people can dance. We do have a dance floor, and we mm-hmm. get that a lot. And they teach them how to dance, the Greek dance or the Middle Eastern dance. And also we have some young teenagers they're going to be doing a Depka dance, which is the cultural dance. Mm-hmm. And they will pop maybe 2-3 times that day, and Saturday and Sunday each day. And they will have a special song, and then they will be singing that, I mean, dancing to that song and kind of getting the crowd involved if they want. They want to come up and do it with them. So mm-hmm. that's really nice. They've been doing that for 12 years as well.
That's great.
And these kids have grown up doing it.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing to see these kids be so good at it.
You know? And so what age of kids are doing these dances?
We have, right now, we've got the, I guess they're about 14 to about 17 right
okay.
now. Okay. Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're trying to get the younger kids. I'm not sure if they did, but mm-hmm. if they did, that's great. So.
Well, with 12 years of this now, you will maybe soon start to have some kids who started out 12 years ago
yeah.
have their own kids.
Absolutely.
Maybe starting to learn
yeah.
how to do these dances. That's amazing.
It is. It is. That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are wonderful traditions. And
yes.
they're important to keep going.
Yes.
Right? Because we need to remember our heritage and mm-hmm. knowing about things like dances, the cultural music.
Yeah.
Those kinds of things are so important
exactly.
to keep alive.
Yeah.
There's also henna tattooing.
Yes, we have the henna tattooing. So we have a very talented young lady that comes in, and she will pretty much draw whatever you want, as long as it's tasteful,
right.
you know, on your arm, on your hand. Some kids put it on their calves, you know, on their ankles, from flowers to butterflies to just some beautiful art. And she's got a book,
mm-hmm.
so you can choose from there. And
oh,
she's
great.
Extremely talented.
Mm-hmm.
And henna can last on your body if you're not washing very hard. Could be like 7 to 10 days. If you want it there, great. The way she does it, she's got a special pencil and it looks like clay and it stays on your hand for at least, you know, maybe 20 minutes to dry. And then mm-hmm. the clay kind of peels off. Then you've got the beautiful picture underneath. So it's amazing. She's very talented. Her line is always so long.
Yeah. Is there a price associated with the henna
yeah,
tattoos?
Yeah, I believe the henna tattoo, it depends on the size of the,
sure,
the picture.
Right.
I believe it ranges from $10 to $20. It just depends mm-hmm. on the size.
Okay.
Yeah. Some people could put a little one, it'd be cheaper. If you put a big one, it's a lot more detailed.
Yeah, those are fun. And yeah. and is it strictly on your hand? Could it be on your arm?
Could
on
put
your
it on your hand.
Ankle.
Anywhere. She's willing okay. to do it, you know, anywhere that's present. Like
sure.
My boys put it on their hand. They put like a cross with their name or something.
Okay.
You know.
Nice.
Look tough for a couple days.
Right. Tell us about the hookah lounge.
So that's also something that people like to sit around and just kind of lounge.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do have hookah that they will provide. You have to be 18, of course, and older. And they will provide you the actual ergile, which is what they call it, which is like the big looking, I shouldn't say pipe, but I'm not sure how they say it, but it's got the tobacco and the charcoal, mm-hmm. and they will serve it to you where you're sitting. They will have a certain side for people who do that just because they don't want the smoke everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But there's different tastes. There's like, you know, apple is really popular. I think there's pineapple, strawberry apple or something like that. And it smells so good. And that's, you know, that's one of the things. But people love doing that. And they love sitting, have a cup of coffee and have a
right.
ergile, hookah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So. That is so cool. And is it one per person with this ergile,
no,
or can you share
it
with other
they
people?
Can share. They can share okay. with a group, and they have little pieces that they put onto the mouthpiece. So
okay.
You don't have to share.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Also, the international marketplace. This
yeah.
is great because you have an opportunity to get authentic ingredients.
Yeah. Yes. So we will have a spot where a person can come by and say, well, how do I make hummus, for example? How do I make falafel? Or mm-hmm. what kind of spices do you use? And we will have that. We will have that available. We will have olive oil as well. People love olive oil. The extra virgin, you know, you don't find that everywhere, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's the spices, like the spices that we use on our meats, the spices we use in falafel. We will also have tahini sauce and some watermelon seeds. People like sunflower seeds. People like watermelon seeds. And they're salted and they're really good. So we've got a lot. It's going to be a lot in there. And
mm-hmm.
it's usually very popular. And people do come and ask, how do you make this? Well, this is what I use. And sometimes some of the packages have recipes on the back just
oh,
to
good.
Help people.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, you can Google it anywhere now. So
Yeah. What about things like rose water? Things
they will
like
have that,
that
too.
Nice.
Rose water, we do have that. And other things like coffee too. So there will be some Turkish coffee,
mm-hmm.
Middle Eastern coffee. So if you want to buy a package. And we'll teach you how to use it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So the international marketplace has not only food items, but also crafts as well that you can pick up there. Mm-hmm. What about things for kids to do?
So there's going to be a gaming truck, which was very popular last year, especially with my kids. And so they'll have that available. I believe they're also working on having a little kids corner where they will have little activities for, especially the younger crowd. Mm-hmm. So it could be like the sand. It could be, there's different things. I'm not 100% sure what they're putting out there, but a lot of times the teenagers are putting that together.
Okay.
Which is really smart. Last year they had somebody teaching people how to make bracelets. And
oh, that's
so
nice.
I think that's fun. The kids love that, especially the younger ones, mm-hmm. because there's not much for kids. The gaming truck might be a little too sophisticated for, you know, 3 to 5 year old. So
sure.
there's other things that are, they go, oh, I would like to play with the balloons, or I would like to do this. So there's going to be something there for them, too.
Okay, that's good.
Trying to cater to everybody.
Yeah, and that gaming truck, this is amazing.
Yes.
So it's, you bring up an actual truck. Kids,
oh,
kids
yeah.
get to come in. It's got all these video monitors,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
And they go sit there and
they go
play their games.
And on the outside of it, I remember seeing some people dancing. They have the dancing game on there, so people are outside playing, oh. I mean, dancing around. So I think that's where the little kids are going to be like, oh, I'm going to dance. So it just keeps everybody busy. It's a you know, it's a long day event. So if somebody mm-hmm. wants to hang out all day, you can technically, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot to do. You could just hang out and watch everybody, or you could people watch or just listen to music all day. So.
Yeah. And eat.
Eat, especially eat. That's the big fun part.
So this is a free event, but we do want you to go ahead and bring your wallet so that you can purchase all the different food. You can shop at the international market, maybe get yourself a henna tattoo. Try out the hookah lounge, okay. all different kinds of things you can do. Now, this is also a benefit for the church.
So, absolutely.
So tell us about how that money is used and how much money you've been able to raise over the years.
Well, the money, you know, besides it paying for the overhead of the church and all that great stuff that we need, obviously, every day to keep the electricity going, AC going, and mm-hmm. heating. And then we have a hall that we rent out to, you know, the community if they need to do parties there or lunches. And so we have to maintain the bathrooms, you know how that is. Mm-hmm. And we also have people in the community that sometimes need a little help. So they have that fund available for them, too. And as we all know, in the past October, there were some fire survivors, and yeah. there were some from our church. And we found a way to help them, too.
That's great.
So that's what that's for. They give it out to the community. And they can, you know, we can make anywhere between $10,000 to $20,000, just depending on how busy we are. Mm-hmm. And I think that's amazing. I mean, I think that's enough. And I think 1 year we did 30. So, and then you pay what you have to pay. You know, a lot of people luckily donate some of this food to us.
Oh, that's great.
So we don't have to pay for a lot.
Right.
Which is a blessing, you know. And so that helps our church just to grow. And when people want to donate their time and their food or whatever they want to do, and like they want to bring you 15 pounds of chicken, okay, we'll use it.
Right,
know?
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
That's so great.
Yeah.
And that it recycles back into the community. It goes back into the church.
Yeah.
It goes back to help your parishioners.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes to help keep the community and the church connected
yeah.
by these wonderful events. And we all know how we rely on spaces to be able to celebrate life's moments, celebrate
sure.
an anniversary, a birthday mm-hmm. party, all of these things. And keeping that connection between community and church
yeah.
is important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
yeah. So much fun. So
yeah.
how can people, they don't need to buy tickets. Can you buy advanced food tickets, or do you just bring cash that day?
Just bring cash or credit card.
Oh, okay.
So we do have a credit card machine too. We don't really sell food tickets beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they can bring their bank. Yeah.
Right.
Let's do it.
So it'll be so much fun. This is the 12th annual Greek and Middle Eastern Food Festival on Saturday and Sunday, August 11th and 12th at St. George Greek Orthodox Church. It is located in Rohnert Park at the corner of Southwest Boulevard and College View Drive. And the actual address is 7311 College View Drive. All different kinds of entertainment throughout the day, things for little kids to do, things for the teenagers to enjoy as well. Lots of traditional music, dancing, there's henna, there's a hookah lounge, an international marketplace, lots of delicious food like hummus, falafel, shawarma, lots of wonderful pastries and desserts, Greek coffee. Is there any alcohol?
I believe there might be some, I think there's beer.
Some beer.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll check, but I think there is.
All right, good. So yes, there's that as well. And you can find out actually a lot more by Googling St. George Festival Roanert Park, and the website should come up. Is there anything else that you want to let our listeners know about before the event?
No, just come out and have fun and be prepared to eat. Come
so
with
much
empty
fun.
Stomachs.
There you go. Yes. Be there for both days and enjoy all of the different menu items. The 12th Annual Greek and Middle Eastern Food Festival, Saturday and Sunday, August 11th and 12th. And Linda Tams is the advertising chair for the event. So good to talk
Thank
with you,
you
again, Linda.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And
Thank
we will
you.
See you there.
Yes, we'll be there.
This is Sonoma County Focus.